And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Open training yesterday, guys. It was really good. It was lots of fun.
It was lots of fun. Lots of kids there, lots of face painting, lots of activities. Obviously, the main thing was the players out there on the ground going through there. It was an early week training session.
Yeah.
So pretty light session. But the cool thing was the players afterwards, we were able to catch up with a few of them.
Yeah, including, you may know, the man whose song is Tequila when he kicks a goal.
Yes, and famously when he was on fire one day at GMHBA Stadium, all the mums were together and his mum had a little shot of tequila every time he kicked a goal and heard this song. But it was a big night for this man, Shannon Neal, and his mum had a great old night.
I love it.
All right, let's bring you that chat now that we had with Shannon Neal yesterday at Open Training.
Hey mate, how you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, how was training out there? Was it just a bit of fun? It's not like a proper training, is it?
No. We'll train properly on Wednesday and get what we need to done there. But it's good to have all the kids and parents and partners down there at the end there. But it was just a light run today. But it was a good turnout. Fans were here, and it's hard not to smile when you see all that, so it's great.
You seem to be taking everything in your stride. Amazingly, you played 44, 45 games, I think roughly it is. You're just adapting to finals footy so well. How are you adapting to the week, to the craziness? I know it's early, but you'll have a grand final parade ahead of you. You'll have crowds like this hovering around. How's the feel with that adaption?
It's an interesting one, Lingy. 2022 was a great year. I had sort of no expectation to play. I sort of knew where the team was, and those fringe players and like Sam Manigola, Brandon Parfitt, those guys are sort of the ones that if anything were to happen, they'd come in. So I sort of knew my place at the time there, and I sort of enjoyed it just being a part of grand final week as an AFL listed player, whereas you're sort of not on the other side of the fence necessarily, but you're sort of I'm not a guaranteed player. I never see that week to week. I'm always just trying to put my best foot forward. But I'm going to enjoy it on a different perspective this year. And what a week to be a part of.
I can guarantee you're going to play this week. Let me do that one.
He's got the crystal ball. Tequila is your song. Everyone knows that. Your mum especially. How's your mum feeling ahead of this weekend's game? Is she going to have a couple of tequilas, you reckon?
I think depending on how the game goes, if we walk away winners, I'm sure she'll have a few tequilas regardless of how many I kick. It's a good little sort of tradition to have. It's something we laugh about as a family and a family friendship group. And the boys sort of get around it as well. It's a good part of footy is you have these sort of quirks about its players and where they originate from. It's all different stories. So it's something that's it's quite good to have.
How many tickets have you had to get for this week?
Being from WA, it's probably a bit easier than the guys that are from Melbourne or Geelong especially. I think I've got about 10 tickets. I'm sourcing one for my sister at the moment. She's got she was a late addition to the party, but we'll get her there. And I've got my parents, my partner, I've got my best mate, his parents, and a couple of my mates are flying to Adelaide and then driving across. So they're the sorts of the sorts of boys that want to make the adventure worthwhile. So they're coming over, which will be good to have them.
All right, do you have any superstitions, anything you're going to do particularly on game day?
Geez, I hate to call myself superstitious, but there's a few things I do like to do, but I'll not have to change them. But I'll stay in Melbourne Friday night before the game. So I usually go to Irigazi on Packington Street the night before a game, but they're closed considering it's a public holiday.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing that I'm not avoiding it or not having it when they're open. They're closed, so I'd have to figure out something else anyway.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
There's a few other things, but they're sort of just like routine. I'll try and stick to it as best I can.
So not the same jocks from 2022 or anything?
Same Gatorade budgies, actually, for the last couple of years. So that's all right. We'll make sure we pack those.
Yeah, nice. Good luck. Enjoy the day.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We're here at the open training session. Connor O'Sullivan has been kind enough to join us. You're about to run out in the MCG for the Cats wearing number 14 on the back. That must be pretty special to have that number in particular and be on grand final day.
Yeah, it's obviously very surreal. I mean, I don't think I've really grasped how big it actually is, but I think for me, it's obviously I'm very grateful to have such an amazing opportunity, and I think it's just about a few of the players have just spoken about really enjoying this week and taking every moment and really soaking it in, but getting ready. And then at the end of the day, it's just another game day on Saturday. So yeah, there's a bit of a to and fro as to whether you get excited, but also just enjoy being a normal footy week.
Very early on in your career, it's a very successful career so far. Are you just assuming that this is what football is?
I think you're definitely right. I think I might be putting some false expectations on the future with how I've gone in the first year. So, I think I'm very grateful to be at such an amazing footy club. And not to say that you walk into a footy club and are lucky enough to get the opportunities off the bat, but obviously the continued success that Geelong seems to have, I feel very fortunate that I've been given the opportunity to come here. And obviously coming here last year and watching the prelim from the sidelines and 12 months on, being able to potentially play in an AFL grand final is pretty surreal. And I don't think I'm really realised how great it really is yet.
Now, is there any truth to the rumour that grand final day before you play, you have to pray to the shrine of Cameron Lang and make a sacrifice? Because we've heard that can happen.
Well, I think Osh and Mez might be making a few tagging shrine prayers. So I think there'll be a little bit of that going on. So we'll see how we go. But I haven't heard of it, but I'm sure I'll be filled in on it during the week.
Can you just clear one thing up for these two peanuts that I have to work with each morning? They think, as part of the academy here at the Cats, that the job is I get all of you young guys out to wash my car every single week. Can you just clear that out? That doesn't happen.
That is definitely true. We have a dartboard punishment, and it's a car wash for Lingy. So,
and interiors as well,
yeah,
right?
It's a full clean interior exterior. So, obviously we have also got an amazing academy led by Big Lingy. It's named after him, so it encapsulates all the values that we believe Geelong people are about, and obviously Lingy led that. So, he's got a very nice little academy name there for him.
You'd rather spin up the car wash than the sponge bath, I imagine.
Yeah, exactly right. So, I'll probably prefer neither, to be honest.
Brent, well, good luck on the weekend. Really appreciate your time. Have fun for the week.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, guys. Cheers. The Tom, Lingy and
Loggy podcast. It's amazing how many of these we've been to over the last 10 years, and we're very happy to have the man Tyson Stengel joining us now. Tyson, mate, great work getting here. Very excited for you. Are you pumped?
Absolutely pumped for me and the boys. It's going to be a good week, and get out there on Saturday.
The last time we're in a grand final, 2022, was your first year here at the Cats. How's it compare? What, you're more used to it, more ready for it? What's the emotions?
I guess my first year wasn't here for long, only was for a year. So, been here for like 4 years now, so more comfortable around the boys, and seen all the work they put in over the last few years. So, this week probably better than last time, hopefully.
Your hair's looking great, if I say so myself. Will you keep it the way it is, get a new haircut for the weekend? What's happening?
I'll keep the top on, might clean up the sides though, but other than that, my hair will be pretty similar to what it is.
You're usually good for a pretty specky goal or two, like a pretty amazing goal. Got anything in the bag, you reckon, for this weekend?
I don't know, hopefully, get the ball around the boundary and try and snag one there, but... yeah, any goal would be fine for me.
Not asking too much, but the 2022 grand final, you kicked that one from the boundary literally about 2 metres in front of me and my kids. So can you just find us anywhere in the ground and just pop one home again from there?
Yeah, I'll turn around and point at you this time.
Also, when you win, Tom and I will be down on Moorabool Street with the fans and fanatics. So if you want to pop on by and jump at some cars with us, that'd be great too.
Yeah, the fans, that was pretty crazy last time, wasn't it? Hopefully we can get the win this time and celebrate like that again.
Just have a massive party. Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah. How's the build-up been this year compared to 2022? I know you're obviously more entrenched in the team and more a part of it this year and more comfortable probably. But in terms of the feel within the organisation, within the group, the playing group itself, how different is it this year?
Some of the players we played last time a bit more experienced this time coming around. So especially throughout this year, leading up, we started off the year pretty good, and to finish off the year really good, you can feel the momentum throughout the group towards the end of the year. So we built up for the final series this year. Felt really good going into the final series, so it's good to get to where we are today. So looking forward to this weekend.
Oh, well, good luck for this weekend. Can't wait to see you out there. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on
KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au. Cats in the grand final 2025.
back in 2022, there was a slightly different lineup, and this man...
Oh, this is fantastic. We've got Logan Morris coming up on later on when we're going to talk a little bit of Brisbane Lions, but we can just go parochial cats right here because the great Tomahawk is on the line. Yay! Morning, Hawkey.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Oh, we're good. Are you as happy and up and about as I am this week? Oh, this is great.
Mate, I was speaking to Tommy offline and I am gone full sort of nuffy cats mode.
Yeah.
So I'm absolutely embracing it. Although it never ever felt like a long week in football when I was a player preparing for a grand final, but have I gone too soon with my excitement level? I'm just starting to fade and tire a bit, but come Friday I think when it's on our doorstep, I'll perk back up again.
Tommy, just make sure you hydrate well throughout the week, get plenty of sleep, a nice big pasta meal the night before. You'll be fine. You'll be up for this.
Yeah, you've got experience on your side, Lingy, so I'll have to call on that, mate. I can't wait. I've tried to remove myself a little bit from the full festivities of it. I'm planning at this stage to go and have a look at the open training session at the G on Friday. Watch the guys in their final prep run around, and I think that's going to be enough again to just build that excitement for Saturday.
Well, it is very exciting for people like you and Lingy because it's cash money week. All cash, no worries. You've got the Macca's Footy Fest on today. Then you're at the Chemist Warehouse AFL live site. How good is this week for that bank account, Hawks?
Well, it's all above board. I mean, I'm used to hearing stories of back in the old days when, not so much Lingy, I won't throw him under the bus, but blokes like Billy Brownless used to walk away with suitcases full. But I've got the tax man knocking on the front gate at the farm, so I've got to be very careful.
All cash, no dramas. That's what you should say. Yeah. That's Lingy's forte. Yeah.
Speaking of the farm, Tom Hawk, have you got the Massey Ferguson all decked out in the white and blue?
I haven't gone that far. I think that from what we previously just touched on, that's kept me busy at the front half of the week. So. Not much farm love this week, but I am planning to go in and get my double, maybe triple XL cats jumper and get to decide which number I'll put on the back.
Yeah.
But I'm a key forward. I'm in the mafia now in the media, so there's lots of number fives. I'm thinking about putting my great mate Shannon Neal's number on the back. And wearing it on Saturday. So I will. I'll wear some blue and white. I'll look forward to that if there's any number 33s left.
Yeah. Well, Shannon did say this week that he wants to make you proud. How special is that?
We exchanged texts early in the week. And I'm always conscious that as a player, you don't... They are going to get overloaded with messages. And I probably took my... own advice in keeping it short and sweet, and I never got back to him, which he reminded me about. But I am proud of I'm proud of the whole group in the club. It's when you're out of it, sometimes it's a great opportunity to reflect. And talking of just about Shannon, I mean there's heaps of guys you can talk about throughout the whole list and that will play and be a part of Saturday and some unfortunately that won't. But Shannon, I've always had a keen interest in and I've been amazed with his development as a young guy, but I'm not surprised. He's got a huge appetite for hard work and exploring different ways to get better in his game, and he arguably plays one of the toughest positions on the ground and does it where he's teammates love him, so I'm really proud of what he's been able to do, and not only just this year, I think he's really laid a platform to be able to continue to grow his game and become one of the elites in the competition.
Yeah, well said. He's doing a fantastic job. Hawkey, you mentioned you're going to wear some blue and white on Saturday. You might just need to double check that one of those fancy rooms that you're in to watch the game actually lets you wear things like that.
Ooh.
It's suit and tie, Hawkey.
Oh, cats out of the bag, Lee. I will have to check what the committee room allows. I think actually... Fred Oldfield, who's the president of the MCC, he I'm actually in a racehorse with him, and I went up after the qualifying final in 2022. My wife Emma was up there. She'd been invited to the night, and I went up in my my cat shorts and T-shirt and was quickly reminded by Fred at the front door that this doesn't cut the mustard. So I'm lucky to be invited back, Lee.
Oh, it'll be a brilliant day.
Former champion of the club, mate, do you have some involvement on the actual day at the grand final?
I'm going to the Cats grand final breakfast, so that's at Town Hall, and then we will march on through to the MCG. I've got a little commitment with Fox Footy. They don't cover the game live, so they've got a pod in the precinct of Yarra Park. So I'm going to pop in there with Cam Mooney and do a little bit of cross, and then I'll wander into the game and sit back and relax. I am going in the cheer squad as the ball's about to be bounced for a bit of a hype with Moons and Chappie. So yeah, I'm sort of taking this nothing thing to like a whole new level. So
yeah.
And then I'll sit back and enjoy and watch the Cats, who I think are in a wonderful position. They're as strong as they have been in terms of players on field. They're coached by not only Chris but some amazing assistant coaches. So they plan and prepare for this time of year, and they're here, and I think they're going to take all that's in front of them.
Amazing, mate. Well, look, it'll be a very different experience for you to, as you say, go Nuffy and watch the game from the other side of the boundary. But look, hope you have a wonderful rest of the week and hope the Cats get up for you on Saturday.
Good on you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Tom Hawkins.
All the best for the week.
Thanks. See ya.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
On Saturday afternoon, the Cats will run out onto the MCG and the Brisbane Lions will run out as well, but with sort of one of ours in their colours.
Yeah.
Werribee boy. And his name is Logan Morris. He joins us now. Good morning, mate.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're good.
We're excited. Yeah. The Morris faithful are huge, and I know a lot of them are listening right now. I assume that you have been getting texts left, right, and centre about finals tickets.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a bit of a shambles trying to sort that sort of stuff out. You know, a few people come out of you haven't spoken to in a while and asking for a few tickets, but you try and just keep it within your family and friends. So I'm lucky enough to get a few tickets this year, which will be good to have a good support of my crew and my family. So, it's great that we get a lot of tickets and hopefully they're cheering nice and loud for us on the weekend.
And it's not just family asking for tickets to go to the game on Saturday. It's also annoying family members who ask you to do interviews on local Geelong radio stations.
Yeah,
my cousin Ash, he got onto this and, it's good to get onto it and get onto it with you guys.
Oh, no, we love you for that, Logan.
Yeah, you can stir up the Cats as much as you like now too, Logan, because we've had Cats galore all week, so it's okay to have a little bit of Brisbane Lions. You'll want some retribution from the qualifying final. You've had a brilliant season yourself. Congratulations on the year you've had. Over 50 goals is just remarkable. Fired up, ready, or do you just calm at this point of the week? You're not quite in that fire-up mode yet.
It's definitely exciting, to be back in another grand final. It's a very exciting week, but you try and conserve your energy a bit because, it's a big couple of days. We're flying down to Melbourne today, so it'll be good to get down there and settle down for a few days. But yeah, the boys are up and about. I think it's a bit of a different vibe to last year. A couple of us this is our second time doing it now, so we kind of expect the week looks like. So it'll be good to, have knowledge on what the week's going to look like, and then we can really prepare well to hopefully run out on Saturday and bring our best.
You guys have had quite the rivalry with the Cats over the last 5 years or so. How much extra weight does that add to it for Saturday, and how much nicer would that make it if you did get the win?
Yeah, I mean, we do have a great rivalry, and they're obviously a great side. They've beaten us a few times in the past, and we've had a good rivalry just this year. I think it's our fourth time playing them. So both teams are going to have great knowledge on each other and how to play each other. But we're keen to bounce back on the performance we dished out on the qualifying final. It was pretty poor performance. So we're ready, and I think we can bounce back. And I think if we can bring our best, you know, it's a pretty good, you know, sort of game. So hopefully we can bring that on the weekend and get the result we're looking for.
Can I break a little bit of news with you, Logan? Is Lachie Neale and Jared Berry playing for Saturday?
Well, I actually don't know. More people in the media hearing about that he's playing, and I don't know. Yeah. Hopefully it announces it soon, so I know if I'm playing with him. But
yeah, I thought the WhatsApp chat would be going off.
If they both play. Yeah, for sure.
Any shoots of the rumour that you love a Maxi Bon before the game?
Yes, that is true. I love having a Maxi Bon not before every game.
Yeah.
Just become a little bit of a tradition. So get head down, and especially at Pullman, we've got a little 7-Eleven down the road. So I head down to 7-Eleven, grab a Maxi Bon, and head up to my room and get ready for bed.
The original one or one of the other fancy flavours?
I try and go for a cookies and cream or the honeycomb one. One of them two.
Yes. Feels like a honeycomb kind of weekend, doesn't it?
Yeah, totally.
Fancy boy. Hey, Logan, you are second favourite with bookmakers and gamble responsibly, of course, to kick the first goal of the match. Would that be a nice way to start for you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's always nice to kick a goal early in the game and get yourself involved in the game. So hopefully the boys can get it going our way, and hopefully I can hit the scoreboard early. That'd be great.
We did chat about your goals earlier before with Lingy. You're the youngest player to kick 50 in a season since Jezza. And you actually, probably not the week to say it, but you love Jezza, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I loved watching him growing up as a little kid. You know, he was an absolute superstar and still is. So it was pretty cool when I versed him for the first time and saw him after the game. And he had a few words to me, which was pretty special. And it's pretty cool to, you know, be able to line up and play against people that you look up to when you're a bit younger. So hopefully I can, you know, take a few things out of his game and, be keen to watch him go this weekend. But hopefully we can, you know, stop him because he's a pretty good player and, you know, we obviously want to get the win. So hopefully we can stop him this weekend, but then he can have his chuckies another year.
It's important to have an eye on this weekend and an eye for the future. I mean, if you'd ever wanted to play with him, Logan, you know, living closer to home, where Werribee family's all here, maybe we could talk off air, perhaps.
Yeah, you have to talk to me manager and all that out, but I'll leave it up to you guys.
Are you inviting him to the Cameron Ling Academy, mate? Because I think he's beyond that.
Yeah, he makes him wash his car, Logan.
Oh, no. That's what my old man used to do, make him wash my car for $30. So he wasn't used to it.
All right, mate. Well, speaking of Jeremy Cameron, he is odds-on favourite to kick the first goal. So it's you or him, mate. So that's a beautiful bit of synergy there. Look, we're very excited for you to be playing in another grand final. Not too excited, but very excited nonetheless. Hope you have a great day on Saturday, and the rest of this week's awesome for you too, mate.
Nah, thanks, guys. Appreciate the chat. Have a good week.
Yeah, you too. Logan Morris there from the Lions.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on KROQ 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
We went to the Cats open training session on Monday morning and got to catch up with some of the players.
Yes, indeed. This is our chat with Jack Bowes.
Well, we've grabbed another one from the open training session here at the Cats. Jack Bowes is with us. Jack, thanks for your time. How do you, yours, I look at you on the field and go, you just handle everything with a calmness, and you know, the huge moments don't seem to bother you. Does a week like this get you going at all? Like, does it get you a little bit nervous, a little bit excited? What's the feeling?
No, I don't know. Deep down, there's always nerves, excitement. Anticipation is probably the big one. I think the last couple of weeks, obviously waiting for games to come around with the bye, is a bit tougher to deal with. But now that we've got that sort of shorter turnaround, it's exciting. And I'm just going to lap it up and can't wait for the week ahead.
Did you, once you realised you were playing in the grand final, did you have someone that you called and just went, hey, can't believe it? Like, can you believe we made it?
Oh, just some of the messages I've had of family and friends throughout the week, just dating back to, like, you know, playing with mates in the yard. They were just messaging saying, like, I remember we used to kick the ball in the backyard through our, you know, palm trees back home, and we always used to visualise these days, and it's awesome to see you got an opportunity at playing in the grand final.
And so, can I have some tickets?
Yeah. I've had a few of them, and I've had to politely decline a few of them. The family have taken those firstly. So, yeah.
Now, when Lingy comes in every morning, he's like, I am legend. I am legend. He has a mantra. now, right? Do you have something like that that's going to get you out there and going on grand finals?
No, affirmations or looking in the mirror and stuff like that. I try to keep it pretty simple, but there's things I put in place, obviously, to prepare for games that I do every week, and hopefully I'm not going to really go away from that now that we've made a grand final. So.
A little birdie told me that the one of the best judges of football going around is clearly your dad, because he moved down a month ago and thought, I'm staying for the whole of September because you guys are making a grand final. Can you confirm that?
He has been down all month. I'm not sure if he booked flexible flights or not, but he's done very well, so he's saving a bit of coin flying back. He's staying here.
Are you still cooking him dinner each time he comes down?
No, he's staying in Melbourne, so I'm glad I got a bit of space from him. But he does cook a good pasta, so I might have to get him and cook up the pre-game meal.
Saturday morning, will you have a kick with Dad in the backyard before you get to the ground?
Or? Yeah, no kicks with Dad. I don't have a backyard, actually. So. But no, it's good to have him down, and obviously Mum and Dad and my brother and Jazz's side of the family as well. So it's just great to experience it with them. I mean, I feel like Dad's more excited than I am sometimes. He was out in the field before it opened training, wanting to kick the footy around. So yeah, it's just special to live in those moments and soak it up.
On Saturday, you're going to stand there before that first siren. Are you just going to breathe and just take it all in and try to take it all? I mean, it must be so hard. Lee talks about it all the time, but to absorb it all.
Oh, man, once the siren goes, I'm assuming it's just going to feel like another game. I think that's the moment you're sort of chasing, and I can't wait for that moment. And the build-up's something that we're going to embrace, but that moment's going to be special.
Well, enjoy that moment. Enjoy all the moments, hopefully, on Saturday. Thanks for your time. Have a great week.
Thanks, Lee. Thanks, guys. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m.
on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au. Well, we are at the Cats Open training session, and we've managed to grab aside Jack Martin. Jack, thanks so much for your time. Now, you're pretty happy you've made the move over from Carlton to the Cats, and obviously loving the fact you're about to play in the grand final.
Yeah, it's a exciting week. It's very unfamiliar territory for me to be playing football late September. So, if you asked me 12 months ago if I'd be standing here and having a game on the last Saturday in September, I'd say you're kidding. So, I'm just excited for the week and just sort of embracing everything that comes with it.
The Cats are known for being able to help players, rejuvenate careers or, change the trajectory of their careers. How different is it, the experience here, and how much weight do you put behind that credit towards the club to getting you back on track?
Yeah, I think I remember the chat I had with Steve Saunders back in November, and we had a clear plan, and we knew it was going to take some time, and I feel like my body's in a good spot right now, being able to play a game week to week and train, back up at training, so which I haven't been able to do in the last previous years. So I feel like I'm in a good spot at the moment, and I'm excited.
Is there anything you chuck in the ears pre-running out there grand final day, whether it's your favourite tune or maybe some words of affirmation from Cameron Ling? You can do it. Because I have that on recording when I have big days. What do you have?
Oh, I think it's my little daughter at the moment. She's just walking around the house singing the Cats song bloody every day. So, that's the only song that's playing in the house at the moment in the car. So she's excited about the weekend.
Beautiful. So you've started brainwashing already. That's fantastic. Get that song into the kids' ears.
Although she'll randomly just start singing the Gold Coast Sun song, and I'm just like, what?
back to your early days.
She's excited about the week.
We're not asking too much of you here, but you did break the record for the fastest four-goal stretch for the Cats throughout the season. Any chance of that this Saturday, thanks?
To be honest, it all happened so quickly, and I don't even know. The Macarena was going on, and it was just... I don't know. My nieces love it, but it'd be nice if that again.
I had to tell Loggy how much I hate that song until it became your song, and then I love that song.
Well, don't ask Scotty if he loves it, because I think he hates it as well.
Did you get a choice with that being your song, or did they just say, oh, yeah, that'll do?
No, I didn't get a choice at all, no. I actually didn't know they played songs after every goal, so might have to change it next year.
No, you're the Macarena now. That's how it is.
Sure, everyone's been really welcoming, as you've come into the club. Is there anyone in particular that's sort of, not taking you under their wing, but you really gelled with?
Yeah, I think you know, thinking back when we first had the meetings, and Mark Worthington, you know, his support, him and Beck Goods, they've just made the transition so smooth, and with my family and my young family. So, yeah, those two have been massive.
Is obviously the young family will be coming on Saturday. How many tickets, how many are you going to have there on Saturday cheering you specifically on for the game?
Yep, so I got mother and father-in-law, and then got a little crew coming over from Broome. So, yeah, they'll be over later in the week. So they're probably going to have to bring a few layers, I reckon, because it's about 32 degrees in Broome today. So, yeah.
Cameron's asking because he's asking for a couple of tickets. He's finding it hard to score some.
I'm sure he's a legend. Yeah, I'm sure he's got his tickets.
Oh, well, it's been so good to see you here in the blue and white hoops. Enjoy the week. Enjoy the game. All the best. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. The Tom, Lingy and
Loggy podcast. I really appreciate the fact that given the Cats are playing the grand final this week, you guys have indulged me left, right and centre as I've sort of managed to drag in a couple of old teammates, premiership teammates. Tommy Hawkins was on the other day, and I'm kind of excited, really excited about our next guest.
Yeah, it was a big get from me.
Thank you for organising it, Lauren.
No, that's okay. We're good mates.
One of the greatest to ever play the game and a premiership player at the Cats in 2007 and 2009, so knows what this week is all about. Played in four grand finals. Gary Ablett Jr. Yay! Is on the line. Hello, Gaz.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Oh, excited.
We're pumped. Do you still get pumped this week when the Cats are in a granny? Do you still feel like you want to be out there?
I do. I think it's that one time a year where you actually miss playing, Lingy. I get asked this question all the time, whether I miss the game or not. And there are aspects of the game that I miss. But finals footy, that's what it's all about. You know, that's why we play and ultimately to win a premiership. So to be going into another grand final is obviously very exciting for so many people, and I actually get more nervous these days watching games of football than what I did when I play. Obviously, when you're playing, you can do something about it, but I don't know. I think I might have to switch the TV off at some stage and be following it closely on my phone.
Just so you know, Log, Gaz could do something about it when he was playing. Yes. I still couldn't do anything about it when I was playing.
I know. I love that, Gaz. You are well known for mentoring Ollie Dempsey and Bailey Smith. Have there been a few texts and late night phone calls of like, what do I do? How do I do this? Have you been sending through any tips for this weekend?
We have been talking, but it's just been more around, you know, those guys just trying to take pressure off themselves. Obviously, it is a big occasion. And as I mentioned, this is why we play football, is to ultimately win premierships. But yeah, we've just been texting back and forth, just saying, enjoy the moment. Focus on the things that you can control, and that's the way you prepare for games. But then the rest is out of their control. If they play close to their best, they're going to be very hard to beat. But there's two very good sides in the grand final. So we'll see what happens tomorrow, but I know they're both very excited and, as I said, looking forward to the occasion.
Gaz, it is a team sport, and another team probably, I imagine, close to your heart. Had a really good year, the Gold Coast Suns. How was it watching them? And also, Matty Rowell winning the Brownlow, second ever Suns player after yourself to win it. Did you reach out to him?
I haven't yet. I mean, Matty's such a great kid. I spent a bit of time with him. It was actually a couple of years ago now, and we just spoke through I guess him kind of taking that next step within his footy, which was getting more outside ball. We know that he's a contested ball and, you know, he wins a lot of his own ball. But for him to, I guess, go to that next level, I guess getting some easy ball at time was really going to help his game. So, it was just so great to see him get up. He is such a great kid. He is the ultimate professional, does everything right. And obviously the Suns playing finals football for the first time was just so exciting for the football club. It had been a long time coming, and, you know, they'd got close three or four times. So to get a taste of finals football is no doubt going to help them in the future. And it's just, I really love the brand of football that they're playing. You know, they play fast football. It's exciting. And I think they'll learn a lot from the two finals game that they played. And look, Geelong can have the next two or three premierships and then they can get one after that.
I like the sound of that, Gaz. And good to see a redhead finally win a Brownlow. You know, I think it's been a while.
I thought you were very unlucky, Lee.
What are you doing on Saturday, Gaz? Are you watching it from home with that beautiful family of yours? Are you heading up the highway? Where will you be taking it in?
I've got a couple of events. I've got a breakfast in the morning, and then I will be on site. So I will be at the G for a luncheon around 12 o'clock. But then I've got the option to either stay for the game or to get on the road and get back and watch it with the family. So I'm working that out at the moment. As I said, I am a nervous watcher. So I don't know if sitting at the MCG is going to be the best thing for me. So we'll just see what happens.
We were saying to Tom Hawkins yesterday, it's such a good week to be you boys, isn't it? Because that cash money and that come to this breakfast and come into this room. It must be hard to say no, Gaz, to all these opportunities.
Well, I do it all for the love of the game. I don't know about Lindy.
Yes.
Do it for different reasons.
No, Lindy does it for a new East Wing at his hair home. We've got the West Wing already. But the East Wing's still coming along. So.
Very good.
It's awesome to talk to you. Thanks for jumping on in what is a huge week for the Cats, as such a huge part of their successful history. There's something in the water at Geelong, and it continues to just breed success. Gary Ablett Jr., thanks for your time, and all the best for Saturday.
My pleasure, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, Gaz. Enjoy the game, mate.
Thanks, Lingy. Bye.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Live from open training, Lawson Humphrey joins us, mate. How was training? You feeling good?
Yeah, energy is up and about. I think the town's buzzing at the moment. I think walking around the streets on the weekend, everybody's pretty excited. And fair crowd in today, so pretty exciting.
It was a fair crowd in on Friday night, 99,000 at the G. It's probably going to be 100,000 on Saturday. Again, you just feel like you're taking it in your stride. Do you ever get flustered?
I guess I like to look at it as a privilege. Like, I've played probably 30 games, and I think I've played 3 or 4 games in front of 90,000. So, there's a lot of boys. I think of the WA teams obviously being from there, and I don't reckon any of those boys would have played in front of that many players. So, I'm just lucky to be at such a big club and playing these big moments.
You're so loved as well, and it must be quite exciting to see kids, adults alike, with your number on and everything. Does it ever get emotional for you?
Probably not emotional, but it is a bit of like a full circle moment. It does feel like it's pretty cool. You have kids coming around like with your badge and stuff, and you're like, it's just like so cool that people can, hopefully look up to me. It is a privilege and really cool. And I think probably emotional is maybe not the right word, but it is something where I'm like, oh wow, it's pretty cool. Like
there will be a few people wearing the jumper designed by yourself and your sister as well, obviously the Indigenous jumper during the week. That must add to it as well, the fact that you've contributed to a Guernsey a lot of Cats fans will be wearing. I even noticed a couple here today at the open training, so all of that combined makes this a pretty special year.
Well, that's probably the one that does get me a bit emotional, to be honest. Like, when I think of seeing people that have spent their hard-earned money and bought that and repping it, getting people to sign it, I think it's so cool. And I'm really proud, obviously, to do it with my sister. And it's going to be good to have them all around. I think they don't come around to many games, fam, so I always love having them around, and they'll be here this weekend.
Cats are notoriously successful, particularly over the last sort of 15, 20 years. What's the secret sauce? Why is it different to so many other clubs?
It's hard to speak, so I don't know any other clubs. But I just think there's such a good balance, and I think as a group we really buy into the system and I guess the way we want to play, and I think that's just really important. I think we don't have any egos when it comes to on the footy field. Obviously you have your off field guys and everybody each to their own, but on field everybody's really disciplined and really buys into what we're trying to do here, and I think that's the main reason why we're so successful.
Is there anything you're going to do special on the weekend? Special song, special brekkie, special socks you're wearing?
I'll try and keep it as normal as possible. Just because, I think when you start doing that, you start to overplay the situation. Obviously, it's such a big occasion, and I'm just trying to keep it as normal as possible. Otherwise, probably get a bit overwhelmed, so I'll keep it as normal as possible.
Well, good luck on the weekend. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Well, we're here with Sam De Koning at the Cats Open training session. Very excited. We are, Sammy. What about you? How are you travelling?
Yeah, I'm stoked. Yeah, I'm so excited. Obviously, not a big fan of the media stuff, but once I'm through that, it'll be pretty relaxing.
You are stuck with the hard-hitting media journalist right now. So, Log, do you want to start off with one of your hard-hitting questions?
Have you spoken to Tom Stewart, and how's he feeling?
Oh, you went hard. You actually went a serious question.
That is a hard hitter, but no, he's obviously one of the best people you'll ever meet. Yeah. So he won't show it to the boys, but he's obviously hurting and... just trying to get around him and support him as much as we can. But, he's obviously not going to let it affect anyone else, which is, admirable. Like, not many people could do that, but he's one of those types of people.
I mean, if anyone can cover has the depth to cover losing a player like Tom Stewart, it's the Cats. But how will you notice his absence in the back line?
Yeah, just how he goes about it, how he attacks the game, especially when in those big games, he's kind of similar to Danger in terms of his will on the footy, and when there's a ball to be won, he usually wins it. So he gets the ball going our way and more times than not, and we'll probably miss him in that caper, but in saying that, we have a lot of boys who can kind of do similar, and if we all stand up, then we can kind of try and fill the void that he's left.
You've played throughout your career in front of some pretty massive crowds throughout your experience, but Friday night just seemed almost another level again, almost 100,000 at a prelim. Does being able to cope with that atmosphere, it feels like it sets you up beautifully for this Saturday?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously I've played in front of huge crowds. Geelong fans are next level and we seem to pull the crowds, and obviously being towards the top of the ladder, it makes for some big games, but the weekend was, something else. I think it'll only be 500 or less than what the grand final will be. So obviously prepared well for that. And the week before it was almost louder, I reckon, the semi, because it was mainly Geelong fans. It was 50-50 on the weekend. So when one team won, then half, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if we can get the fans out this weekend, it'd be pretty magic.
Well, the amount of tickets that Lingy's getting, you'll have plenty of Cats fans there.
Yeah, we have your whole family there, we'll be right.
Speaking of preparation, do you get a cheeky little surf in during the week as a bit of recovery, or wait till after the game?
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I surfed yesterday afternoon at a little secret spot down the coast. But it's part of my routine, so 100%. If there's more waves, I won't overdo it, but I'll definitely try and get out for another one, hopefully.
Cats super successful. You've been able to enjoy a lot of that success and play in front of those huge crowds. Your brother Tom, obviously changing clubs from Carlton to St Kilda, so have you let him know that he's not going to get to experience that for quite a while?
Yeah. I know. That's the only thing that's rattled me about the decision. It's like his home ground's going to be Marvel now. Not saying that that's terrible, but obviously he'll miss the big MCG crowd, so we're pretty lucky to be able to play some home games at the MCG, and being a successful club and making it to the granny, it's pretty exciting.
Does he get right behind you though this week?
Yeah, definitely. He was in the rooms after the game, right next to me. So he's nothing but stoked for me and has nothing but love for me. So I'm there for him when he needs me. So he'll be right there.
That's beautiful. Well, have you got some time off once season's ended and we've won? Have you got some time off booked?
I do. We have a little family trip in November booked to Coolangatta for a little beach time and some surf, but I'm hoping to go to Europe. Still haven't booked it, but I might be excited after Saturday and just book it that night. Yeah.
Well, let's hope you are very, very excited on Saturday night. Yep. You can book that trip. Yep. Thanks for your time. Good luck this week.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on KROQ 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
It is a very special grand final Friday edition of the show. Lots of guests joining us, and this man has been heavily involved with the artistic side of the grand final for the last 17 years.
Yeah, there's so much that goes around the grand final. It's not just the game where the players play. There's so many other iconic things. We can all picture those Herald Sun posters, obviously the winning team, they're released straight away. Mark Knight, famous for his cartoons, everything in the Herald Sun, has been doing them for how long? 17 years?
Years,
yeah. Fantastic. He joins us right now. Mark, good morning.
Lingy, guys, good morning. Good to be with you.
Now, the one thing probably a lot of people don't know is that these posters actually raise money for the Good Friday Appeal as well. They're not just amazing as keepsakes, but they're doing good things as well.
They do, mate. All the proceeds go to the Good Friday Appeal, of course, which is the Royal Children's Hospital. And look, it's great to have the Catters and Brisbane in there, but when Collingwood play in a grand final and they win, the proceeds from the posters can basically build a new wing on the children's
hospital.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, well, bad we luck to the kids.
Mark, look, these posters, I know as artists, I'm not one, but I've heard that hands can be hard to draw. However, you have nailed paws, and lucky because we've got felines galore, we've got the Lions poster and the Cats poster. Do you just have so much fun drawing these every year?
I tell you what, I'm getting good at drawing cats and lions because that's all I've been drawing really for the last few years. But you're dead right, Loggy, about the hands. And 2022, when the Cats saluted, I had this cat jumping towards the sort of the viewer in the poster with the claws out. And
yes,
it just, the claws were everything in that cartoon. It just made it. And of course, this year it's all claws. So two great mascots to draw. I think my greatest fear is when we have like Suns v Frio in the grand final, and I've got an anchor.
Never going to happen.
I've got an anchor, and I don't know, maybe a melanoma on the other side.
Yeah. I was going to ask you if there's a team that you dread having to draw. So it's the Suns or the Dockers.
I think so. And the other thing is, I am a Swanee supporter, and I just love drawing my, you know, the Swans poster. I've drawn so many Swans losing posters over the last few years. I don't think I can ever draw a Swan again, actually.
What happens, just out of interest, to the losing team's little design? Does that one just get popped straight in the bin, never to be used, or do you keep that just in case they're back for another little run at it?
I think they end up at Truganina and Anthony Pratt's recycling centre, where they're lovingly turned into toilet paper.
Yes.
Fitting.
Look, a few do fall off the back of a truck, and I do have a small collection of losing posters. And I was with Nick Riewoldt yesterday doing a function, and I said to him, mate, in 2009, I did a beautiful poster of you when you were up against the Cats, of course, I think, I believe.
Yes.
I had him, you know, holding the cup and the big angel's wings, saint's wings, and rising up to the sky. I said, mate, would you like that losing poster? He said, no way. That's just triggering.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. No, fair.
Mark, so how do people get their hands on the poster if they would like to get one after the game, after the team wins?
Tom. They're on sale outside the ground straight after the game, as soon as the siren goes. All the booths and the volunteers are out there selling the posters, $5 each.
Nice.
Or you can go online to thegoodfridayappeal.com.au.
Amazing. Mark Knight, thank you for your work over the last 17 years.
And raised almost $8 million.
Yes. Wow. Brilliant.
That's insane, Mark. Well done.
Yeah, it's all good. Thanks, guys.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Just letting you know that the last premiership captain of the Cats, Joel Selwood, will be joining us in about 20 minutes' time.
Yes, so it'll be amazing to have a chat with him. He will be the man presenting the cup to Chris Scott and Paddy Dangerfield should the Cats win. So it'll be great to chat with him. But on the line right now, we want to take the umpire's slant in this game. Yes, a lot of the focus on the players and coaches, but there are four men. Well, in fact, there's a lot more than four because we've got boundary umpires, goal umpires, but you tend to focus a little bit on the central umpires who have got a huge role to play and somebody who knows how important it is to get it right on the day because he umpired in three grand finals, over 380 games experience at AFL level. Razor Ray Chamberlain is on the line. Good morning, Ray.
Lingy, Loggy and Tom, how are we this morning?
Pumped.
We are pumped.
I love this.
Yes.
Yeah, how exciting. Just quickly, how was Lingy to umpire? Was he one of the lippier ones?
I've got to say, I've got a long and an illustrious relationship with Lingy, who I met when he was just 17 years old, actually, and was on an all-Ireland tour as an underage player. He was much more polite then, in his feedback. But what I do love is that Lingy always had a passion for people to get better, and he provided me with that feedback for about 15 years.
Hey, I try that with these two, Ryan. They don't listen to me.
Yeah.
No, we to be fair to Lingy, he had a selfless role that he handed himself over to his teammates to undertake, and often it was a defensive role on the opposition's best player. And as officials in that time, you know, we were under strict instruction. If he grabs him, if he turns his back, if he blocks him, pay a free kick. They're here to see the stars. They're not here to see him roll around and grab hold of him for 2 hours. Just run around paying free kicks against Ling and he'd lose his mind.
It must feel nice for you two to have an even playing field at the moment to be able to go each other. Although, Cameron, Lingy, you were kind of going the umpires on Monday night as far as the Brownlow was concerned.
I wasn't going them. I just said that maybe Nisiah Wanganeen Miller deserved 3 votes.
Yeah, look, Razor Ray, what's your thoughts on Monday night's Brownlow?
No, I do. I've got my gut feel is the Brownlow is the Brownlow, right? So it's 101 years old. I look like I'm 100. I feel this morning like I'm 101 years old, guys. I'm 49, so I wasn't around when they decided to make it a big deal and the umpires, and that's the award we're all going to get our fake can and rollers in for. So, but I mean, look, you can go to the Herald Sun on a Monday, first Monday of grand final week, and you hang out at their offices and celebrate their award if you want to. But should have Naz got the 3? It's really interesting. I only saw the last quarter, and he should have got 6 votes,
yeah.
just based on the last quarter. But in saying that, three-quarter time, they trail by 43 points, and Jack Viney's had 23 possessions, 16 tackles. I can understand how the umpires got enamoured by him, but I think we can all appreciate that... we're all human, and sometimes we don't all agree. Do you three all agree? What are your coffee orders, guys? Do you all order
all flat whites? Can you believe?
We're all flat whites. Can you believe? The most Anglo-Saxon show on radio. Yeah.
Do you reckon the umpire should have the stats though, right? Just to help assist with the decision.
All right, a quick serious response. I had a game down there in Geelong 2 years ago. GWS beat Geelong, which they had a pretty good record down there, actually, yes. but at this stage, they hadn't sort of got on that trek. And I was adamant. I was adamant, steadfast. I bullied the other three young guys, and we slipped Connor Iden in for 2 votes. Anyway, we get our phones back after casting the votes, integrity, all that sort of stuff. I get in the car, and before I head off back to my place back in the other side of the bay, I just checked the stats, and Connor Iden had 14 possessions. And I'm not going to lie, Lingy, I felt my guts drop out of my back end. I'm like, oh my God, what have I done here? And I waited in earnest for the coaches' votes to come out 2 days later, and I saw that both coaches had given Connor Iden 4 votes each, and I just went, yes.
Well played.
So if I had had the stats alone or had that influence, I'm like, I reckon Connor Iden's had a banging game today.
Yeah.
And then I saw he had 14. I'm like, I'm not sure whether I'm... Does that sell it? I don't know.
Yeah, it changes things, doesn't it?
So look, if you want a stats-driven award, which is what every other award happens to be just by the by, by all means, go for it, right? But I'm not saying it's perfect. I'm not saying the umpires are the experts. We're not professing to be, guys. Four men and women have to come to consensus, and they're allowed to give a 3, a 2, and a 1.
Mm.
That's it. And there's 40-odd people that can get it in any given game. 4 people have got to come to consensus. It's unique. I think Nathan Buckley described it as being quaint. I took a little bit of umbrage to that. I said, Nathan, be nice. Yeah. Right? But it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Hey, Razor, we do have to let you go because we are taking up a lot of your time here. But just quickly, the lead up, we talk a lot about how players feel in the lead up to the grand final for the, you know, the build up and the practice and the, and all of that. What about on the other side of the whistle? How do you reckon the umpires that are going to suit up tomorrow are feeling right now?
Tomorrow, Andrew Stevens will debut. He'll be the only debutant from the field umpires. He'll become the 70th field umpire in the history of the game to be afforded the responsibility and privilege of officiating in an AFL VFL grand final in the field. 70 ever in the history of the game. So there'll be it's an enormous responsibility. We don't win or lose, obviously, as umpires. Mm. What we're waiting to do is exhale. Mm. So there'll be no draw. So there's no comeback. So they've got 2 hours to navigate. They'll want to just do their job so the players can be the stars, which is what it's all about. They're there to serve the game and serve the players. They'll do that to the best of their ability. For what it's worth, we've got the four best in 2025 out there. I don't always say that about the selections, but this year I feel like we've got the four best for the year that are out there to do it. So we're in really good hands. I'm looking forward to seeing them do their job, and I'm hoping it's a cracking game for everyone to enjoy.
Absolutely. Andrew Stevens, you said, making his debut. Jacob Mollison, Hayden Meyer, and Simon Meredith umpiring his 10th grand final, which is incredible. As I mentioned, Razor Ray umpired three himself, so he knows exactly what it takes. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the weekend. Hopefully, we don't argue too much about some of the decisions, Ray.
Hey, look, you do whatever you need to do. Enjoy your flat whites, and thanks for having me on.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
Speaking of very special things, very special guest now joining us, the reigning Cats Premiership captain and the only man in the Cats history, the Cats incredible history, to have won four premierships as a player. Joel Selwood is on the line.
Yes.
Good morning, Sal.
Morning, guys, and thanks for having me on this exciting morning, but a little bit more exciting tomorrow.
Yes. Well, I know that you've called in specifically to chat to Cameron to get some advice on what will happen. I know, like, you know, the pressure of handing that cup over should the Cats win tomorrow. Has Lingy given you a couple of tips?
Well, I actually went back and looked at his footage, to be honest, guys. I thought, how did he go about it? How did he get up there? Because I was caught in the moment a little bit. I think I was smiling too much at him, but the smiling, it looked like I was in the mirror. He was glowing back at me, and I get the special chance, hopefully tomorrow, about 10 past 5, Lingy, you would say?
That's about it.
Hand it over, hopefully.
You get that great moment too at the start of the game. So Jonathan Brown and Joel Selwood will each take the cup out and you know, part of that initial ceremony type thing. That's really cool. And then, Sal, you're basically just going to sit there and crap yourself for about 2.5 hours. So yeah. Good luck with that.
I had a taste of it on Friday night last week. I sat back as a supporter in the grandstand. I hadn't been with my wife for quite a while to the footy, and she hated watching a footy with me. I mean, that first quarter didn't help, but I rode every bump. It felt like I was back out there again, and I was exhausted by the end of the game.
Mate, we've caught up with Tom Hawkins and also Gary Ablett Jr. so far this week, and much like Lingy, at this time of year, just up and about, just that little bit extra special. Has Absolutely. It been an exciting week for you? Are you feeling it?
Well, it has. I've tried to stay away. I snuck into the club on Monday to do a couple of interviews that I needed to do with the boys, but I really wanted to hang around, but I made sure I got out of there and got out of the way to make sure that they know that it's their time. I've been in contact with, obviously, a lot of still great mates down there throughout the week, and but now I'm sitting back at home, and I reckon today's going to be a long day. I'll kick the footy with my boys out the back here and have a bit of a quiet day, watch the parade and get a bit of those feels and get ready for tomorrow.
Now, Joey and Alfie are going to come out on the ground with you because, of course, Lingy brought his whole family when he presented you with the premiership-winning cup, which was a beautiful moment. Britt and the boys coming down as well?
We'll leave the boys behind, I think.
Yeah.
They just get in the road a little bit at the ages that they are at the moment. Albeit we love them dearly. Don't get me wrong. But Britt will come down. She'll sit with Scott my brother, which will be great, and then mum and dad will be on duties at home, which I think they're looking forward to.
Yeah. Nice.
I think my kids basically are just annoyed the hell out of all of you guys after the game. Which is Henry stole Perfect. My phone and went and got selfies with every single one of the players. You boys were amazing with them. We've got to ask you, we know who the tip is for the Premiership. That's just a given. Have you got a little bit of a gut feel about who might have Norm Smith hanging around his neck?
Well, I'm going to be a genius at some stage because I've done a few interviews throughout the week and I've named someone different every time.
I'm not sure who
I'm up to, but a bit of a consistent for me. I like the romance in it, but Max Holmes would be a great winner after 2022 missing out. We would love him to have a big day tomorrow. My first goal kicker, I'm going to say Brad Close. I reckon we can get a sneaky one on the board early.
Nice.
It doesn't need to be a pretty goal, and Brad can do that sometimes, just find his way through. So it doesn't matter how they come on that special day, but hopefully the boys get on the board early.
That sounds magnificent. Well, I hope you have a special day as well. You just love the day. I know what it meant to me to be doing that, and that moment where I was able to give the cup over to you and Chris was really special. But you've obviously got an incredible bond with Paddy and with Chris Scott as well. So I hope that opportunity is as amazing as it was for me. So good luck, mate. Enjoy the day.
No, I agree. One of my favourite photos of the day too. It is so special, and I hopefully get the same chance as what you did.
Yeah. All right, Joel. Thanks so much for your time.
Enjoy.
Mate. All the best tomorrow.
See you guys.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.